You dropped off the last bloke right over there.
I see.
Last bloke?
Yeah, bloke.
What's a bloke?
Dude.
Person.
Man. Guy.
I don't understand.
Man, bear, pig!
Well, perhaps that was one of his bodyguards.
Yeah.
Oh. So, I suppose this means we'll need to check out the museum when it opens.
Yes, if he has it set up by then.
Well, it's really the only lead we have if we want to follow up on this.
We'll go where he's living.
We could go to where the bloke is living.
And?
Talk to him.
He's probably sleeping by now.
It's only been an hour.
It's really late, and it's really late at night. We're crazy and wandering around in the middle of the night.
Walking off in the distance, you see a man followed by mist. And then he turns and walks the other way.
Like him.
No. At least you admit this.
I'll be
right back.
Shankopotamus?
Alright, so you four heading back to the Ripper Lodge, heading off to
Vogue's house.
I still think we should talk to the dude.
What time is it?
It is 2 o'clock in the morning.
No. We're going home.
Knock on the door, your dog's barking. Much tumbling. A guy half dressed in jams shows up. Were you out by the docks last night with a curator and like?
By the way, actually, give me notice checks while you you're in this general vicinity.
3, 4, 5
Okay.
Nope. No notices anything. Okay.
I thought it did both my 5.
It normally would, but there's actually darkness penalties. Because it's nighttime.
Gee, what river tech did I want? Oh, yeah! The eyes!
Well, get a lodge that has river tech. Jeez, it's not my fault. You could have gotten all the way up to river tech lab with all the advances you guys have. But no, you want to be able to make money.
But even if we did have a river lodge, we would have to hunt down the damn werewolf to get the eyes from.
That may be a challenge.
I think he's got you there, Andre. It's not. You guys can go look for a werewolf. Hi, I hear you're a werewolf. I want your eyes.
And claws.
Creepy.
Actually, I think they're going to. They would eat us.
Creepy McFlappy Pants. Anywho.
Alright, I set London ablaze.
No, that happened. That's already happened a few times.
Because they don't have no space between the buildings.
Well, dude, it's an island. I just need to know what you guys are doing, other than playing Scrabble, assembling minis, and rubbing your forehead.
I'm going back to the Ripper Lodge. It's too late for me to go talk to anyone.
I guess I'm overruled.
I always want to take a break, you know. I want to take a day off. I want to clean the River Lodge, not go kill the Sasquatch.
Ivan, I'm going back to the Ripper Lodge. You have a chance to take a break right now.
But you know what? That break's going to be, okay, you can sleep for what? It's 2 now. Mm-hmm. It'll take me an hour to get there. So I get to sleep for like 3 hours. And then wake up and we got to go do things down again.
Actually, probably closer to noon because she's a noble.
So I go to the Ripper Lodge.
Alright. You head off to the Ripper Lodge. You guys head back. Strolling back through the mist-covered streets with the people staring out, looking to steal your kidneys.
Is that very profitable?
Yes. Selling organs is actually incredibly profitable. Or you can sell whole cadavers. Those usually sell well to universities and medical schools. You guys will rest, sleep.
How do you get up all of that?
Huh?
Legally.
Yeah. So you guys are You head back to your house, tuck into your nice, lonely bed, hear things crawling in the walls. They begin to bleed, women screaming in the background.
You know, you should
and then you wake up.
Oh.
You know, you should put a clove of garlic over the your door. Stop that witchcraft shit.
So you do the...
That was a bad nightmare.
Speaking of garlic, it was funny. Sam and Max, I turned another character into a vampire so I could sneak into his room because he had a bunch of anti-vampire paraphernalia in his own room. He stood in the doorway watching me steal his shit. Nice.
Speaking of which, I put a glove of garlic up above our door.
Okay.
Jessica, of course, goes home, sleeps till noon. As she does in real life and in character. Alright, so you guys reassemble around noonish.
Avengers!
Assemble at the crack of noon!
But this is actually something appropriate for people to be seen doing. We're going to go to the museum to talk to the curator. That's so not fishy at all.
Are you saying we normally do fishy things?
You do normally do fishy things.
Fishy. They're not attractive enough for me to do them, I'm sorry.
Fishy.
Maybe a mermaid.
That's what meth has to. What was it that they believe that the mermaids were based off? Was it like a manatee?
Manatee. I'm a manatee!
Do God.
All right. That's the capital. Okay.
Do God. Also known as.
It's one of those days.
It's one of those days.
Alright, so I guess we're going up to the museum to
mm-hmm.
see if he put up something.
I don't do the talking very well. I'm surprised I rolled so well with Wudan.
Who?
Wudan.
Dong Hai?
Yeah.
Dong Hai.
Dong Hai.
Dugong! Yeah.
Dugong Hai. Or Hai Dugong.
Hi, Dugong!
So how much does it cost?
Hey, Dugong.
It's open to the public. They usually request... Well, they encourage donations, you know, like drop a shilling in, help pay for the museum, that sort of thing, but there's no actual requirement.
So it's the same as going to any museum, essentially?
Yeah.
I'll drop a shilling in.
Hey, you drop a shilling in. As, of course, you guys walk up to the illustrious, you probably drop in the little box outside. Standing in the doorway, you can see a nice little valet who, of course, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the London Museum of History.
Yes, my good boy. We were wondering if we could arrange a meeting with the curator.
The curator? Ah, who are you then? I assume some sort of wealthy sponsor?
Oh, perhaps I'm...
Professor of the Arts?
Well, no. I'm Liam Whitman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely wife.
This is a business associate of mine. Not
what is this word, wife?
Oh!
He thinks
oh, a business associate.
He thinks we're joined, my dear.
Oh. No.
I apologize for my mistake.
She is the daughter of Raj, though.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
please, come inside.
Take us to the curator.
Oh, he's terribly busy, but I can lead you around the museum all you would like.
Could you... put in a request for a meeting.
Give me a persuasion roll, Ryan. Oh, well, see, he's incredibly busy. He's got these new shipments in. Well, I suppose if I tell him a sponsor is willing to... who wants to speak with him, I suppose I can pass on the message.
Thank you, my good...
I am curious. Is Julita's around?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How often do you get new items for the museum?
Oh, well, we've been getting quite many items recently.
Hold on.
Bless you.
Terribly sorry. Dusty inside the museum at all.
Are you sure it's not the American?
My lord. Was it raining just a little while ago?
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Well, it's good to hear. It's good to hear new exciting things.
Yes, we've gotten several new exhibits in from Egypt, from China, all over the world. People are... discoveries are being made.
Ooh, very interesting. Then I'm sure the curator was very eager to put them up and to display.
Well, yes, but of course we have a kind of a little backlog, you know. It has to be authenticated and it has to be checked and you know, it's off all in the little safe room. But we've got plenty of displays up now. We have some relics from India, if you want to see those.
Oh, yes. I'd like to see some from India and China. I've heard some of the art is very beautiful.
Oh, yes, Chinese art is fantastic. He will, of course, lead you into the India exhibit. And you're kind of looking at the stuff, and you're, okay, yeah, that's pretty, yeah, that's pretty. Some of you begin to kind of wonder how it wound up here. That's not stuff that you kind of send out. But, of course, you know, England did basically take over India.
I suppose just to have little information blocks or something.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, the giant statue, which is kind of the center of the room, is actually a giant statue of Kali. It is literally about 9 feet tall at the head.
How'd you get this to fit?
Oh, that would have quite a bit of an angling, let me tell you, my dear girl.
Quite a display of Kali.
Yes, you'll see that the bracelets, those are actual real gold, and she seems to be made out of some sort of black marble.
Huh.
But of course, I never understood why she has 6 arms, or whatever.
Black marble? Where did you find that?
Oh, heavens if I know. It was a discovery that was discovered in India.
Ah.
India.
My word.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Quite.
You're mocking me, stupid yank. Okay.
As you put your hand up and do this.
And of course, the same goes for the China exhibit, where you can see that obviously a bunch of the stuff is probably, you know, ransacked from the country and put inside the museum. As
well, it's not
was,
like you can redo anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. No one can do anything.
Because right now they could literally come up and steal right out of a building and the government can't accuse them of anything because they have to be tried by their own government.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
There's no American display here, probably.
No.
That's how the second Opium War started.
We might have a... they might have a Native American display.
Not really.
Yeah, oh, wait, oh, Dirty Savages.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm assuming that...
It was in the 1830s or 1930s when, you know, they actually started getting recognized as people. Just... Anywho.
Yeah.
So stupid.
And I assume the Statue of Kali was probably taken from a temple or something.
Yeah, it looks like it was probably taken from a temple.
No respect for the deities.
Deity? Mm. Wait, it's not God.
Deities, yes. Pantheon. Mm-hmm. The mini gods.
Mm-hmm. Right! And on display over here is the Buddha that we found.
Remember, we were arguing about it a couple days ago.
Yes. And over here we have several sarcophagi of someone who looks semi-important.
But they're dead.
Yes, look. They're mummified. See? There's the toe bone sticking out.
It's kind of disgusting.
Yes.
I heard something about... I don't know. Never mind. Apparently you didn't hear anything about anything.
Yep.
So, I hope you enjoyed your tour around the museum. I'm sure the curator will get to you as soon as he can. How can he contact you?
What?
You're the wealthy sponsor.
Oh, so you're the one that spoke.
Oh. I don't know. I'm sure we have a P.O. box somewhere.
A bat signal.
No, that's what Ryan wishes we had.
Dude, I want a bat signal.
Does the lodge have some kind of...
What would you use for a bat signal?
P.O. box?
Not this lodge, no.
And you probably don't want us associated with anything in East End when trying to get into this place.
Just send him to your home. A little message boy will leave you a message. They do that, I'm sure. I see them often, and occasionally Lee.
Upside drops.
I'll send him to your home.
You don't even know where I live.
I don't know where I live.
I am sorry.
Where am I from again?
Every night, into a house.
He breaks into a house. There's people all sleeps in their bed and leaves them.
That's all he was mentioning is those doctors busy in their house and shit.
That's why I'm so rich. Because I don't have to pay rent.
Oh no. He may send word to this address where I will be staying.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Hope you enjoyed your tour around that. I told you she got good.
Yeah.
Eve just sliced up my leg. I was actually bleeding yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She does that. She gets excited or scared or...
Both. So I will... I'll tell him to send you what?
Thank you, sir.
I will.
Thank you for the tour.
Mm-hmm. If you ever want to come and see pieces of your homeland again, feel free to come back.
I want a statue of Kali. Can I take it?
No.
Do you think it fit in the lodge? Oh, speaking of which, we still need to go save my friend from the zoo.
Your friend?
Yes!
The tiger.
The cabal stole my friend, and they sold him to the zoo.
The tiger.
Why would they sell your a tiger?
Yes,
your friends with the tiger?
My friend! He was stolen from his mother back in India, and I followed them here. That is why I am here. And I still need to save him. Who knows what they put him in, falling out of the cage with the tiger.
Well, I'm sure he's happy there.
No, you don't understand. Tigers usually don't care for other cubs other than their own.
It's a tiger. It's an animal.
Yes, and it is my friend. And it is in need. It has no mother. It needs to be returned.
Is anyone heroic?
No.
No.
Okay.
Like they walk away.
As far as you guys are concerned, it's not a horse.
I can understand, you know, doing that feeling, having feelings.
That stole my horse.
It's a tiger. It's a cat.
It's got to be related to cougars.
What tigers? Tigers get along with other tigers. It's obvious.
Yeah,
of course they do.
You've been big game hunting.
Yes.
Have you ever encountered a tiger?
No, they're
in the zoo.
I went to the zoo once.
But they are not wild in the zoo. They are trapped,
yes.
Caged. They are prisoners.
No, no,
we need to set them
they're
free.
Quite happy. Look at them running around in there.
Frolic tigers.
Small enclosed cage.
I see little running. We need to set them free. Release them from the cages.
In the middle of London.
Yes, they will strive and survive. Return to their home.
No, they'll probably just start eating people.
They don't eat people. They only attack at defense.
Indeed.
Just like if someone shoots you, shoot back.
They'll have to eat eventually, and the most common type of meat available in the city is humans.
I've seen plenty of dogs and cats.
And rats.
And rats.
And you'd really let the dogs and cats be
eaten?
Three animals, just Lopez. The pets.
They're a tad more worthful than...
Worthful?
Yes, than tigers. Or what have you in the zoo.
I do not agree. These dogs and cats, they're just slaves. They've lost their animal instinct.
Yes, they're cute and cuddly, and they're not about to bite your arm off.
I know, it's not natural.
It's very natural. They're born that way.
Some house cats they won't bite your arm.
No, they were mutated by humans.
Well, then we've done a right good job of it, hadn't we?
No, you're playing with the animal world. It is not a very dangerous thing. Well, not dangerous thing. Sorry, English backwards. It is not a very safe thing. It proves dangerous in the end.
I think it's been rather safe here with just the dogs and cats. at least as far as beasts are concerned.
Yes, but the only dogs I've seen are running loose, and that's why they're fine, because they're on their own in their packs.
You know,
the dogs that I remember are the ones that broke through the door and tried to eat us.
Well, those are hellhounds.
those went to... Real dogs?
Right, yes, they were fake dogs.
They had fur.
They were on fire.
In my experience with big cats running free, they tend to ninja up on you, kill your horse, and then try and kill you.
Yes, they are ambush predators. They do that very well.
I honestly think the entirety of London is safer with the tigers where they are.
I don't have a horse, though.
Oh, very well. How about we put them on a boat and send them back to India?
All right, how about this? You go and talk with the zoo, the head of the London Zoo. See if you can organize to have the tigers transferred back to their natural habitat in India. So we can have them safely transported in cages.
So they won't be killing anyone on the way.
Very well.
I walk up towards the zoo.
Right.
Carriage!
That'll keep her occupied.
Good luck convincing the an Englishman that the tigers are better off going to their natural habitat.
Considering how good she's looking, she might be able to do it.
It looks at the amount of money she could throw at it.
It also depends. If she's willing to throw some status at it. An attractive nobleman's fine, but an attractive nobleman who's throwing her status behind it, that could mean more.
So it is possible that she could get transported back.
And the London News, all the tigers have been transported back to India. You're like, she did it!
So, you will go to the London Zoo.
Bloody hell!
Give me a persuasion to try and get to talk to the zoo. Over here of the zoo, I don't know, zookeeper, the zoo lord,
lord of all animals in the zoo,
the zoo lord.
Zoolander,
are you throwing your status behind that?
No, this is just a kid.
This is just to see.
Oh, just to see him.
I mean, it's a 15.
Throw your status behind it.
15. Oh yes, oh lovely. Please, he's right this way, man. Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Boobs.
Back to shoveling poo. Well, of course, an older gentleman is like, oh, hello, young lady.
Oh, are you the one that's in charge of caring for the animals here?
Yeah? Yes, I'm the overseer of the zoo.
Yes.
The zoo lord.
Yes, well, I have wondered about the zoo, and I am troubled, sadly. Yes.
Did my research do it, yeah?
It's mainly about the tigers. I do not think they fit well in these small cages that they are in.
Oh, whatever do you mean?
Well, when I look at them from however high I was into the cage, they're just kind of lounging around with maybe a pool of water and little grass. No trees. No nothing. Just very blah.
So what do you recommend, my dear?
Well,
I was hoping that they could be transported back to India, with a natural habitat.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion roll at this point.
To convince them to even listen to her?
Because yeah, it's a little crazy.
Dude.
Rippers are insane.
It's a nine. I will be willing to spare some expenses for the trouble, because I'm sure it is a lot of
more... compromise, because we do need to keep at least one or two tigers inside the exhibit, because otherwise it would just be a wasted exhibit. And we, of course, want people to be able to see the beauty that is the tiger from India. So how about we send the younger ones, the cubs, back to a preserve in India?
Well, that is very noble. Well, oh, what is the oldest tiger you have here?
Oh, her name is Fluffy.
Why would you name a tiger Fluffy?
They are fluffy. She's good enough then, yes. I'm afraid moving her wouldn't be terribly beneficial for her health.
Yes. That's what I was thinking too. Perhaps it would be too much stress.
We don't want to unjustly stress the creatures. That's all thing we could send. Some of the younger ones. Easier to transport, less likely to give it.
Yes, we can do that.
Cute.
As much as I would love for all of them to go, it is in better health for them. And if anything, I can spare expenses for actually making it bigger. More space for them to film.
No, well, if you're willing to help expand the exhibit, we'd be more than happy to accept your donation.
Yes. If you're willing to... So, would it be possible to have the younger ones be transported back to India to the exhibit, or natural habitat, and just the elder ones stay here?
Let me talk to some of the accountants and get the numbers for this, and we'd be able to see if it's something within your grasp, if you understand my meaning.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, lovely to meet you, my dear. I'm afraid I do have other meetings to attend to. But it was a pleasure.
Yes. It was quite nice seeing you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have lunch.
What? Alright, so you three have meandered off while she's going to crazy slapping zoo.
Hey, if all else fails, Den said he'd help me.
That's what my thoughts were, is she was going to transfer all the cubs normal way, and then she get Den to go.
So, what are you three doing? Well, in this case, two of you, because the third one left.
Any fencing tournaments coming up?
You can investigate more on the constable.
Yes, there is a fencing tournament coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh.
It's being hosted by the Viscount de Chagny.
To who?
I'll try to investigate on the constable.
Okay. I'll stick my name in there.
Got a five.
A five. Okay. Since you're off doing your own thing, we'll assume he's off doing his own thing. Alright. So, Ivan, as you're, of course, sitting there, asking around, up will walk a clean-dressed doctor. He will say, oh... Hello, my dear.
Yes.
I have been, how do we say, how to make this not sound terribly creepy. I've been watching you.
Not terribly creepy, just a little creepy.
you were out the other night, you were being followed by some strange men.
Yes.
Well, I'm just letting you know that I'm a surgeon of sorts. And I have some
Well, I have perfected a miracle surgery that could make you stronger.